Shalom, welcome to Tehillim Yomi. Today we learn Mizmor Kuf, having learned together 99 Mizmorim. Today is number 100. Psalm 100 consists of only five short verses, but packs them with many directives, encouraging the individual to sing, dance, shout out to God, and bring joy into the world every day. The verbs are very direct and forceful. Shout out, serve, come, know, thank. The message rings loud and clear. Sing out to God in joy. The structure of the Mizmor is that after the directive to serve God in happiness, there's a statement, the Lord who is our God fashioned us and we belong to him. And verse 4 returns to the directives, come through his gates with thanks, his courtyards with praise. The final verse starts with the word ki, for God is constant good and his faithfulness is eternal. Pasuk Aleph, Mizmor LaTodah Ariel Adonai Kol Haaretz, a psalm of or to thanksgiving, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Rashi, commenting on the first verse of the psalm, states the following, Mizmor LaTodah, for thanksgiving, to be set upon the sacrifices of the Todah. And what's the Todah sacrifice? The Torah includes the Korban Todah within the general mitzvah of Shlamim. As it says in Vayikra, and this is the law of the sacrifice of peace offerings, which one may offer to the Lord. If he offers it for a thanksgiving, then he shall offer with the sacrifice of thanksgiving unleavened cakes and mingled with oil, unleavened wafers, etc. The Korban Todah is a mitzvah which, on one hand, is part of the general peace offerings of the Shlamim, but on the other hand, is unique in that it's an edavah, a voluntary offering. Experiencing a personal miracle motivates the individual to volunteer his time and money to bring sacrifice. Why is it voluntary? Why not mandate a sacrifice upon witnessing a miracle or experience a great moment of joy? God has many commands. The Torah is replete with 613 laws of how to conduct our daily lives. But one thing God cannot mandate, and that's for us to appreciate him and thank him out of a natural human recognition of our Creator. It's, after all, oxymoronic to mandate genuine gratitude. Well, God does command emotions such as fear, love. God cannot quantify those emotions. God says to fear him, but does not provide with the method to do so. That is up to each individual. Similarly, with love, which is also a commandment, one must achieve that love through one's own human condition and experience. The mitzvah of Todah is unique in that it asks each Israelite to act on their own volition, to volunteer, to offer to God when they truly and sincerely experience the feeling of gratitude. A feeling that can't be mandated, must be achieved. In this psalm, the author is speaking to an individual who has already experienced an intense private miracle. That person, perhaps for the only time in his or her life, saw the hand of God that bestowed extraordinary blessing, which inspired the feeling, I want to offer God a nidava, a volunteer gift of thanks for what has transpired in my life. The psalmist sings with this individual, Mizmor LaTodah, shout out to God, the whole land. He wants us to sing together with this person, because when someone experiences the joy of seeing the goodness of God, it's truly an ecstatic moment. When that individual then turns to God in humility, ready to sacrifice in order to acknowledge that God is truly my Lord, he fashioned us, no one else, we belong to him, we are the flock, and he is our shepherd, it is spiritually uplifting for all. If du et Adonai b'simcha bo lufanav birnana, serve Lord with gladness, come before him with singing. Once a person recognizes that this is their moment, they are encouraged to revel in this day and use the feeling of natural joy and gratitude to God as a guiding force in their everyday routine. Ivdu et Hashem b'simcha, serve God with happiness. In contemplating this idea, a basic question arises. Why serve God with happiness and joy? Radak and Sforno say that one should express joy while serving God to show that it's not a burden to do God's work. Other reasons for expressing joy to God are, if you are not happy when serving God, then it is as if you lack gratitude. Or, people who do not enjoy their work will resent it and be ineffective. Or, you should be happy simply because doing the will of God will enhance your relationship with him and give your life greater meaning and ultimately make you feel better about yourself. Now, there's no reason to choose among the reasons to serve God with joy. Each individual has his or her subjective reasons. Perhaps all of the approaches together can explain the severity of this verse. When serving God and abiding by his mitzvot with joy, without joy and without happiness, the individual will begin acting by rote and will be ineffective, and that will sour his connection with God and Torah, leading to a spiritual and emotional depression. Or he will begin to view the mitzvot as a burden, or come to feel the mitzvot themselves as a burden, then why will he start? Why will he do them? This is a recipe for spiritual and emotional self-destruction. Simcha, joy, then, is the antidote for such negativity. It's to breathe spiritual and emotional air into the human being. Through it, one becomes strong and enhances one's own self-image as well as one's relationship with one's surrounding, and especially with God. De'u ki Adonai hu Elohim hu asanu v'lo anachnu, anachnu amo v'tzon marito, bo sh'ara v'toda chatzreta v'tila, hodu lo baruch hu shemo, ki tov Adonai l'olam chasdo v'ador v'ador v'nato. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we belong to Him. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter into the gates with thanksgiving, into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name, for the Lord is good. His loving kindness is everlasting, and His faithfulness endures for generations. When we remember the good experienced at one time in one's life, a good which is so evidently the hand of God, so clearly filled with mercy, and we understand that the good is everlasting, then we will certainly become filled with simcha, an eternal consciousness of joy. Knowing that God is there for us every day brings us the greatest happiness we can experience. In the end, happiness itself is neither constructive nor destructive. It depends on how the individual uses that joy. If it is derived from feeding one's desires and lashing out against social mores and values, clearly it's a misguided experience of happiness. If, however, it is derived from helping society, refreshing one's life, and certainly expressing gratitude toward God, then not only is it worthwhile, but indeed is it a fundamental component of life. Ivdu et Hashem b'simcha, serve God in your life. How? With joy.